listen to me. You go in your house and tell your mom to teach you, okay?
You asshole. Fuck you.
Hey.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making a stupid calling. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
People boo me. Good evening, everybody. I don't get it. Why boo your leader? Golf claps. William P. wants golf claps. Gee, thanks. Good evening, everybody. This is Madhouse Radio. I'm Carlito, your host. Milkman is here, your co-host. We do show. It's show night.
Marito! This way.
It's prank night in America.
It's so good to hear your melodious tones, Mr. Super Computer.
Thank you.
We are ready for some action tonight. I know you've got some serious militia business to come. To partake in, and we readily await, my friend.
We are here, man. We're going to do businesses. Thank you, Milkman, for the intro. Thank you for your support. Everyone, be sure to hit me up with your prank call requests, your comments, concerns, issues, problems, and threats. You can do all of those tonight. MadhouseLive.com contains a chat room that Milkman paid for. He had expert programmer receive money. He paid it a lot of money. And Milkman, we thank you for that. A chat room that is above the standards. It works on all computer machines. It works on Macintoshes, I understand. It also works on Blackberries. So we're good. And it also works on Nokia phones. And Palm OS. It's a beautiful thing. Anyway, MadhouseLive.com is the site. For that, we also got our podcast links. Prank calls are up there. Oh my god, there's so much shit. Just so much shit. Check it out, madhouselive.com. If you want to hit me up tonight, you can. The messengers, if you're still stuck in 5 years ago, AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Again, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, hit me up on Madhouse Radio. Using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Be sure to follow my Twitter, tweet feed, Twitter tweet. That's Madhouse on Twitter. Madhouse Live on Facebook. Of course, Milkman is here, as I said before. Milkman's good to talk to you. As Milkman was mentioning, I've got a new computer here. I built a new computer. We're using the new computer here for the first time. So,
What kind of hardware are you sporting there?
Well, I talked about this on the last show. What am I running here? It's right next to me. You can see it on the video feed. I have a quad-core 3.5 gigahertz processor in there. It's an Intel i7. I maxed out with 32 gigs of RAM. Maxed out the board. Well, that's good. It's actually handling the video and the shell casting. So there should be no more excuses there should be no more buffering, no more issues with video, hopefully for at least a few years. Hopefully this gets us at least for like 3 or 4 years with some good quality stuff. Got a decent quality graphics card. I have a GTX 670. GeForce GTX 670. It's pretty good card. Actually, the most expensive component of the build was the graphics card. I'm kind of let down, man. I was like, all right, I'm going to play Diablo 3. I got it right here. Hang on, let me show you. A friend of mine bought Diablo 3 on release day, and he got these guest cover the key. No one else uses it. They got these guest passes for Diablo 3, so I can play up to the first act in Diablo 3. I was excited because I played the shit out of Diablo 2, and I'm a big fan of Blizzard. I'm not really a fan of World of Warcraft, but I played StarCraft, the first one, a lot. I played Diablo 2 a lot. Almost 2.5 years I played Diablo 2. Big fan of StarCraft 2, as a matter of fact. I played that. I bought that release day. I enjoyed it. I got Diablo 3. I must say, it's kind of boring. It's good, and I played it with all my graphics settings all the way at the top, you know, and it's just still... That's kind of boring. I played maybe 20 minutes of it, I haven't played it again. So I'm kind of let down. Any suggestions out there for a good game that I can use to take advantage of my new graphics card and all the stuff that I'm running here, let me know. I just started playing StarCraft 2 instead. I installed StarCraft 2 on there instead. For the time being. I don't know. I thought about maybe... getting Battlefield 3, but I own that for PlayStation 3. It's kind of stupid for me to own it on PlayStation 3 than spend money to buy it on the PC. But that's that. You know, one thing I don't like, the audio is kind of tinny. I'm going to have to make some audio adjustments here in the next few days.
Do you have a dedicated audio card or sound card, or is it onboard?
I'm using onboard because the onboard sound had grave reviews for this motherboard. Like really good reviews, so I went with the onboard. I just have to tweak the settings. It sounds too, I don't know how to describe it. It sounds too tinny, I don't know, the music for certain. And it didn't sound like
there's
this.
Some kind of EQ setting maybe you can adjust.
Excuse me. Yes, maybe that's it. But that's that, man. Anyway, I wanted to make a change here from what we normally do. Usually I start bullshitting like I am already. And, you know, usually like maybe 40, 50 minutes into the show, then we start doing prank calls. I say, for the moment, let's just call the UK real quick and do some pranks to the UK. And then we'll come back and do some talking. Milkman, how's that sound? You know, the people come here for prank calls. I say we do some prank calls right off the bat, right? You know, and the people people don't make it early enough, then they have to catch it on the podcast. Here we go. We're calling the UK. Yes, hello. Is George around?
Yes, who is it, please?
Oh, well, my name is Bourne. B-O-U-R-N-E. Make sure you spell that right when you tell them who I am.
Hello?
This is Big George.
What?
How are you, George?
Oh, who is it?
This is Bourne. I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois. I'm calling from the National Water Association. We had a concern. According to the computer here, the water that you use in your home. Hello? Sir, your water. That's not nice. Try him again. I think he hung up. I don't know. I heard a click.
Bonk.
What was that about?
Thank you.
Now they just picked up and hung right up. All right. Instead, we're going to call Christopher in the UK. Wait, what time is it? What time is it, GMT, Milkman? Any idea?
Yeah, that's 2 o'clock.
4:18.
I think it's 2. Oh, 4, okay.
I don't know. I'm asking you. You tell me.
2.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is Christopher there?
Not available to take your call.
Oh.
If you'd like to leave your number and a short message, we'll get back to you on our return. Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello. It's not like she said hello. She had one of those Milkman voicemails where they say hello first, you know, and make you start talking.
It's 3:15 is with the attached recording.
3:15, gotcha. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. That helps me out.
Thank you, chat.
Thank you, chat room. I gotta adjust the on the big sign for the video feed on the day of the show. It comes up and it says, you know, Madhouse Live tonight, and it gives, you know, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and I had it saying 5 a.m. GMT. Man, I was way off. Now I'm embarrassed about that. Now I gotta fix that shit. Henry Black.
This is a real blockhead.
Hello?
Hello, is this Henry?
Who is it?
Hey, this is Cross. How are you, sir? Hello?
Can I help you?
Oh, how you can help me by explaining something here. Now, I'm a little confused. I'm reading this pamphlet that explains how to make eggs.
Anyway, do you know it's 3:20 in the morning?
Not here where I am. I'm in the United States.
Oh, I'm sorry. You've just woken a baby. I'll have to ring off.
Oh, you don't have a baby. You're like 80 years old. Hello? Sir?
Sorry, that's one of the old dolls.
Oh.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
Crazy old man thinks he has a baby. That does sound like the guy Wee Wee. Wee Wee.
Welcome to BT.
Wee Wee.
I have an old baby doll.
Wee Wee, is that you? Wee Wee. It sounded just like him. I don't think it was him. Wee Wee.
How dare you disturb this old Wee
Wee? How dare you disturb my dog? My dog, my beautiful Wee Wee. What was it all about, you know? Was it a dog? Was it a chicken? It sounded like the lady said it was a chicken, you know, and I don't... It's the weirdest thing. This couple's in bed, in the dark. The guy is crawling on the floor, apparently, looking for some type of animal who he thinks is in distress. And it's me the whole time making stupid noises on the phone that he thought he had hung up.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Ah, nothing. All right. And I dropped my mouse. Beautiful. Whee. How am I going to play music if I don't have my mouse to hit the player? Milkman, what do? I need hotkeys, you know?
My goodness. Chloe must have struck.
Got to set up some multimedia hotkeys.
There you go.
I need to set that up. Just saying. Milkman, work on that. Safety. Let's continue on. Doing some more UK calls here. Big thank you to everyone who's in the chat room tonight. I'm sure we got some requested pranks also that are sitting in the pipe. We'll get to those in just a moment.
We got some special guests that joined tonight, actually.
Do we?
Haven't seen Ellie in forever and a day. We wanted to welcome her back.
That's good. Yes, Ellie's here. That's excellent. I'm very happy about that.
somebody posing to be Prank Hamster as well.
You know, that's not... Oh, yeah, Milkman, I want to explain to you. That's not Prank Master. That's Prank Master J. There's a different Prank Master now. There's a... He does. I was listening, when was it? 2 weekends ago, I think, and Tabachi was doing a show, and this guy calling himself Prank Master J called in.
Oh, God.
And they even asked him, wait a minute, is this Prank Master? Carlito has a Prank Master that he talks about sometimes in his show. And he's like, no, I don't know, no.
Good. Yeah. Whoever this guy is, man, he better do his homework and change his handle there, because that is not a proud handle to carry.
Yeah, well, Prank Master isn't Prank Master anymore. He's Major Chaos now. Now we have Prank Master J.
I know, but I mean, that's just like, you know, still using that name, man. That's like a tainted name.
Yeah, that's like using, I don't know, what's the name of...
Play the famous gangbang call later on, maybe during a break, so this Prank Master J cat can actually hear the kind of legacy he's trying to carry on with that name, and maybe he'll reconsider.
Maybe. You think he'll reconsider? I don't know.
I would hope so after hearing that foolishness.
Yeah, that's like having a last, like your name Hitler, like Adolf, you know? It's like having Adolf. Naming your kid Adolf. You wouldn't do that, right? I wouldn't name my kid Adolf.
That's like naming your kid Pete Richards or Dick Richards.
Yeah, or Michael Jackson. So, Yeah, you know, the Adolf is a cool-ass name, if you ask me. I think that's bullshit, that fucker. No one ever is going to name their kid Adolf again, but, you know, I think Adolf is an awesome
name. I think Bruno Vega would be a good name if you're going to, you know, pick up a used name.
Was ist unser heutiges Deutschland?
I want Adolf to come back, and I want that mustache to come back also, the Adolf mustache, you know? That would be awesome. People started wearing that.
Hey, little shoe polish, man. Tickle your nose.
There you go. J-Rad sending a request to prank here. This is my uncle. I'm not sure what the premise should be, just as long as it doesn't involve my name. I've never heard him pissed off, but if there's anyone who can do it, it's you. Thanks, man. Thanks for the pressure. I appreciate it. Thank you. Baz has sent in a number for Szechuan First in Kent, Washington. Ask about menu item H21. It's called assorted pork and beef miscellany. It is... what? It is actually pig and cow organs and spicy Szechuan sauce. Probably something funny you can do with that. Sounds good. All right, let's call Szechuan First. Awesome. I will be honest with you. I am doing a show, but I am becoming sick. Sick as in I'm getting a cold. You can probably tell already. I'm sneezing a lot. My tonsils are very swollen. And I'm hanging in there. I don't know that I can make it till 1 o'clock in the morning, though. I'm going to try. I'm just warning you guys.
We'll give it a major attempt.
Got a bit of a sinus pressure thing going on.
I'm sorry, talking to you?
Hello, how are you? Is this Szechuan Fist?
Yes.
Good. I like to talk about the fist. And the foods that you have, and make an order for food. And this is a thing where you make the food, and I come and I pick it up, and I give you monies, and you give it to me, and I go home and I eat this food.
Okay, so what would you like to order right now?
I would like to tell you what I like to have to eat, and you write it down.
What?
I want to tell you what I like to eat, and you write it down on the papers.
Sure.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You have menu item H21.
Which one? 21?
H21.
H21, okay, let me see. H21, yes.
Okay, and what is that, please?
So, it's pork tongue. It's in a pork block. So, do you like or no? I think, yeah, you don't like it, yeah.
Well, what it says is assorted pork and beef miscellany.
Yes.
So what is it exactly?
Some tofu and pork, yeah, pork and pork tongue and some make spicy and some vegetable and beef, yeah, and some bamboo soup.
Uh huh.
And fish.
Is this for Chinese people only, or can Americans eat it?
Yeah, that's one for the Chinese people. Yeah, always like yeah, but I don't know. You don't like, you like or not like?
Well, so what is it? Is the pork, the pig tongue, and what, like the insides where he takes a shit inside,
yes,
right? And the bowels and the entrails and where the feces are in inside, the shit and the piss and the urine and the organs of the cow organs?
No.
The cow, they put the cow stomach in there and then you fill the cow stomach up with the pig's penis and his feces?
No.
Hello.
Okay. So right now, do you like order this one? I think you don't like. I just like a man. Yeah. You don't need to order this one.
What do you mean? I don't want H21 because I'm American and I can have whatever I want. Are you being racist?
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you can try. Okay. You can try. Yeah.
You say because I'm round eye, I can't eat the cow when the cow shits outside the cow, and you take the shit from the cow and you put it inside the pig's ass. And you cut the ass out, and you make the cow eat it, and you take that shit, and you put spices on it, and you make it spicy, and you cook it with rice. Huh? And this is what Chinese people like to eat? Oh, boy. He's like, I don't think you want to eat that.
Chopsticks are extra! Cooking, you must PM Ellie.
Hello.
Hold on a second.
Yes. That's fine.
Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Yeah, baby. Sorry about it. Thank you. Thanks for holding.
Hello. Are you with me?
Yes.
Hi, yes. I'd like to order H21.
Hold on a second.
Hello. Hey!
Thanks for holding. Thanks so much.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Look, man, what's going on here? Talk to them in their language.
I want the chopsticks. You got to put your cookie. You got to put your cookie. Well done.
Hello.
It's the sauce. Very spicy.
Okay.
I don't know what his problem is.
God.
I think he may be hitting the Sing Tao beer a little bit too heavy.
Oh, man. This all reminds me. The prank master thing. Milkman, we got to discuss this. Let me try to get through one more time here. Oh, you're going to be amazed.
It is very soiled. The genital defect is significant of the prank hamster.
You're going to... Yes, hi. I'd like to make an order, please.
Oh, sir, just one second, please.
What? I don't understand. What? Jesus Christ.
Hello?
Yes, I want to make a stupid order, and the stupid Chinese people don't take the stupid order. You're stupid.
Oh, sorry, but it's just you here.
What do you mean? You're here. All right, let's make an order. H21?
H21 is a... Could you tell me name?
H21 is pork and cow shit in the toilet.
Okay.
Can you please explain to me what that is?
It's, I think it's pork bran and stomach. And pork intestine was tofu.
Uh-huh. And you add tofu to this. Oh, good. Thank God. What part of the cow? Do you use the cow, the ass?
Mm, pardon me?
Do you use the ass, the cow ass?
Yeah, I think it is not good for you. It's a very spicy one. Intestine something inside.
Listen, I can do whatever I want, okay?
Oh. I do
whatever I want. You understand?
Okay. Fine. Yes. Okay.
Listen, if I want to go down there and take a shit and a walk and make you eat it, I can do it. All right?
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Now that we got that out of the way. So do you take the pig and you cut out the intestines where the feces are in, where the poop?
Chitlins.
Huh? Where the pig has the shit and the poop inside the shit, where it shits out. You put that, right, and you put it in with the sauce, and you take the brain of the pig and you put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you eat this thing.
Yeah.
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 Do you masturbate on it too?
Sure.
Okay. How many men masturbate on it? How many penises?
How many what?
How many penises?
How many?
Penis.
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 Penis. We don't have a penis. No penis inside.
It is. There's no penis inside it.
Yeah, it's not penis even. No penis. This one. It's
no, not penis. Not peanut. Penis. You know, like a cow penis.
Cow. Oh no.
You know what penis is?
Yeah, we just have beef, this intestine, stomach.
Yeah, but the penis too. You put the penis in there?
Yeah.
You know what penis is, right? You know the man has a penis for the girl?
No. This is no penis, of course.
Come on. What do you do with the penis? Tell me. Is there a penis dish? I'd like that. Tell me what do you do with the penis? Tell me, and like maybe I eat that.
But you know, it's a very special one. If you want to the cow penis, will be orders today or maybe the Saturday. I can give you or Sunday.
All right. And what do you do with the penis? Maybe a Szechuan sauce, you think, or how do you make it?
We can make it as a peanut. We can. Sorry about somebody hurting. We can make it as a peanut spicy one, or it's a stir fried one, something. Okay. Usually, we just take it as a reserve or something. It's a friend. It's a very, very special order.
Okay. Well, should I ask for you Saturday? You think maybe you'll cook me a penis, penis, and I eat it.
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah, I want to. Have you had the penis before or no?
We can. If you order, we can make special order one.
Okay.
Some market, the Chinese market, and the market is order we have. We can have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would like that. What should I call back Saturday, or do you want to put it in now?
Maybe this is Sunday or Saturday. Okay, you can come in. Come in is really sure.
Yes.
Peanuts.
Oh, and I'll give you the money, and you go to the Chinese market, and you buy these penises, and then we'll eat. You can have one too if you want, and everything, okay? You take one of the family, and have your family eat it, okay?
Sure.
All right, well, I like the secret. This is a secret. Me and you is a secret. We're not going to tell anybody, but we're going to eat cow penis, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I think the Chinese or Vietnamese eat this one. And they were hurting some of the American people eating peanuts.
I know. Yeah.
Okay.
This is exciting. Okay. I'm very excited. All right, buddy. Well, thanks. I look forward to this.
Okay. Today's maybe you can come in. We can make a special order, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
See you. Oh, my God.
Horse peanuts. Horse peanuts.
They will eat anything.
They like horse penis skinned and boiled, deep fried.
He gets really quiet. It's like, oh, I make a penis. Well, are you sure you want a penis? Wow. Jeez, they will sell anything in that Asian market.
I think about horse penis. He does like.
Oh my god. I just can't believe that. That's awesome. Guys, if you guys want to have a cow penis, you can do it. Just get on the Chinese. You know, we should call Charlie and ask him about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
All right, so I'm trying to find. I was a little concerned. I was on Facebook. Yeah, God. Let me see if I can find this post. Hang on. Milkman, what is the name? To help me find this, what's Hansen? Hansen? Chris Hansen, right? Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. Isn't that the guy?
Oh, Chris Benson? Okay.
All right. So I got to... Hang on. Trying to find this post from Facebook so you guys can have a good laugh at what Prankmaster said.
Oh, my God. You got to play the Blue Raft exposure tape, too. That would be a very good tribute in memory. Especially for our new listeners that haven't heard that. I think it would be a real treat as well.
All right, I found it. All right, so I'm looking at my news feed. Hang on, let's cut the music. No, cut the music if you don't mind, please.
All right.
Thank you. All right, so I'm looking at my Facebook news feed, and I see a message from Prankmaster Adam Erlander. Prankmaster J, pay attention to this. All right, here's what Prankmaster was a guy who used to hang out with us and do prank calls. He called himself the Prankmaster, despite the fact that he really sucked at prank calls. He had the movie talk like this all the time. You know, like if you make him say Marble, he says Marble. That's how he says it. And T-Mobile, he says T-Mobile. That's how he talks.
Marble.
That's how he talks. And this guy thought he could do prank calls. He called himself the Prankmaster. Anyway, so it got really weird with him. Like, he was hanging out with Zolar and KDK. And he admitted somehow that he had gotten arrested for molesting, what was it, a 9-year-old girl or something? Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like a 9-year-old.
On a raft, on a blue raft on a lake, and the raft was 20 feet.
Lake.
It was a 20-foot raft or so. Anyway.
His hand slipped.
Yeah, his hand slipped when he went to put the Asian girl on the raft. And the father found out, the Asian father, like, you touching my little daughter.
She just fell on his fingers.
Yeah. Anyway, so June 3rd, Adam Erlander on Facebook posts the following. Ugh, weird day. I was doing ice cream outside for a bar mitzvah, and a couple of 13-year-old girls were flirting with me. So naturally, I ignored it, but then after I finished ice cream station, they decided to tell one of my bosses that they are looking for me. So I get told, and I go back, and they start waving and chasing me. Sorry, but I don't feel like having Chris Hansen at my house. This is from Prankmaster. I'll just let you guys come up with it yourself. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I just don't get it.
And how long was that Sterling Leak exposure episode? That fucking, like, 5-10 minutes?
Oh, my God. What? The one where he explains it all? What happened?
Yeah, right. He starts crying on the air. I think he had KDK with him, and I don't know. KDK weaseled it out of him.
God, man, I think it's like a half hour long. I can't.
Or, yeah. Maybe I just post that on the website or play like a highlight from it, man. But
dude,
those are great tributes, man. I mean, those were some golden memories and moments for the Madhouse.
It's 44 minutes long. Hang on, let me go right to the middle of it.
Yeah, we'd have to do an excerpt only, maybe.
Listen.
In crying.
So when you picked her up, were you on the raft or in the water?
I was in the water.
Okay.
I was in the water.
And where were you?
You could hear the clarity.
I would imagine they were going, like, on her ribcage or something.
Like, above, like, her hip. Above her hips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, around her waist.
Yeah.
KDK did awesome here because I think he calls him crying at first because everyone in the chat room is picking on him. And he's like, it's not true.
Yeah.
It's not true. I didn't do it. It's not true. I didn't do nothing. You know, KDK's like, just be honest. KDK's awesome when he comes to this shit. He's like, you know, this PCU community, they're forgiving. And if you just come on and say the truth, it won't be a big deal. And everyone will leave you alone. You'll be part of the family. So he just opens up like a book. See, if I go to the beginning, he's probably crying.
It's my first airport.
Well, to be honest with you, my mom was an alcoholic too, but she's never, ever in a million years going to make up a story that vile and repulsive if it's not true.
All right, yeah, maybe I'll put that. I'll God damn, I'll put that in the forums, I guess, so people can hear it.
Yeah, post a link for it. That way, people can hear that and the famous gangbang call. Just to give you an idea of the wonderful genital defect known as Prankmaster and the golden moments we had with him by all.
Yeah. So yeah, it just threw me for a loop when I saw his Facebook talking about girls or 13-year-old girls are flirting with him, and he'd, I don't know. All right, enough. Enough said. Let's call Charlie. Let's ask him about these Chinese eating penises and see if it's true. Yes, hi, Charlie. It's Cross. How you doing, buddy?
Yes.
Hey, how are you today? You doing all right? You sound a little tired.
Yep,
that's good. Hey, I had a question. I was just had a conversation with a Chinese restaurant in Washington, and they said that Chinese people, you can go to the Asian market and you can buy a cow penis and that you guys cook it and eat it. Can you tell me about that at all?
No, I have no idea.
Have you ever had penis before?
No. No.
Do you know what a penis is? A boy has a penis and a girl has something else? You know that, right? You know what I mean?
No, I don't know.
You don't know what a
okay,
boy...
Okay, no, it's easy, yeah. Okay.
What are you doing? Are you with your wife? Are you with your wife? Well...
No.
Are you kissing? Okay, are you kissing your wife? No, he doesn't want to talk, guys. I tried. Yeah, this is in a good mood. He's like, no, I don't know. No, I'm busy. He sounds sad. Maybe he's got a death in the family. I feel bad now. I don't know.
He's happy.
He's usually
happy.
He's usually happier. He's usually happier angry. Today he was just kind of, I don't know, reserved. Reserved Charlie tonight. That'd be funny if he just said if he just said it in a normal voice, go fuck yourself. She got to mile away.
I think he's become a bit calloused now.
Wow.
They might put him on Zoloft, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, Zolar, I talked to him yesterday on the phone. He's interested in using the Madhouse Shoutcast to do an audio broadcast when he does his video show.
With cool.
Calls. He's interested in using the Shoutcast stream just as another avenue to get people listening and visiting his site. I said, yeah, man, totally. I gave him a call. Because the Madhouse Shoutcast is back up in force. Being that I built the new computer here next to me, the old server that I used to use to broadcast on, I've got it running Shoutcast now 24/7.
Woo! Yeah! I miss Zolar, man. I'm glad that you guys kind of like mended the bridges there, man. I really hope he does get on the air again. I like hearing him.
We're fine. We've always been fine. Zolar's, I consider him a friend. He said he had heard about, you know, me being out and sick and my mom and all that, and he gave me his...
Okay, well, I know that you guys had differences in opinions there a while back, and, you know...
Ah, no, we're fine now. Me and Zolar, we've been good for a few years, man. He came over to the house in Orlando once. We hung out and did a show, and we smoked.
Okay, all right. Well, I remember back in the Virgin Island days, man. There was a little toughness there, but it's good that he's welcome back in the fold. Zolar, if anybody remembers, I'm sure some of us do, especially the old timers, man.
for the real Hoot. And man, is he got a twisted, funny, evil mind. He is a hilarious dude.
He is, dude. He's very funny. Anyway, I asked him, hey, do you have any MP3s of your pranks, even the old ones? I'd like to put them on the rotation. He said, yeah, I'd like to, but I don't have any MP3s anymore. All the MP3s, the old ones, he doesn't have them available regularly. They're in another house.
Earth Dog probably has all of them. He needs to contact Earth Dog.
Earth Dog, yeah, I know. But he said he's got a lot of MP4 pranks, like videos and YouTube stuff. But anyway, he's doing his show on video. He's taking a break for the summer, but he said when he comes back, he'd be interested. So hopefully that'd be something. That'd be good to... Zolar does a great job, man. He's got a YouTube page. I'm not sure what it is offhand. I think it's Zolar420 on YouTube, something like that. But check it out. It's got very funny stuff. Excuse me.
Hey, either one of his number. Maybe you have a call him, dude.
I don't know about it. It's late, you know.
That's right. New York time, Doc.
I'll call him next week during the week, and if it's okay with him, then I'll give him a call tonight. You know what I mean?
He's back in New York now, isn't he? I remember he was moving around and had that old lady for a while.
The old lady? Yes, he's in New York. I don't know if it was an old lady. She was a cougar or something. I don't know. Well, yeah, he's in New York now, yes.
He was in the money bags for a while with some chick, man. I'm sure he extracted a few bills of fun.
I could never get at him what he really did. Is he a janitor? Is he just hanging out? Is he a sugar daddy? I never understood.
I don't know. All I know is that she provided some funds as best I could get out of it, and there was a bit of humor surrounding it, and then he kind of
want to talk about it. Too much.
Later on.
Yeah, he didn't want to talk about it too much after a while. Okay, listen. Nunu sent in a number for the Thai consulate in Hawaii. A woman answered, "There apparently in Thailand, it is an extreme offense to make fun of the king or to talk bad about the king."
That is. Oh, my God. My friend, actually, they have a throne, and he actually went behind rope and went and sat in the lap with the king. There's an effigy of the king. Dude, if they had caught him, they would have caned his ass and arrested him.
Right.
Big time, man. Oh, no, it's a big time, no. Never mess with the Thailand king, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure this isn't no darn recycled number from Nunu, either. We don't want no recycler.
Recycler, yeah. He does recycle. Nunu, you do recycle numbers, man. And that's not cool. But
he'll hand us a dead number that somebody else has done drain it and they end up hanging up on us. That's the problem. Yeah. That's why we want fresh numbers. Don't send them to KDK or everybody first and then we get the retreads because it ends up being a dead call anyway. It looks really stupid.
Exactly. Thank you, Milkman. Good point. All right, hey, let's call about the king. King Bumi Badal Abdulayev. We're calling the consulate in Thailand. I would like to call Thailand itself. Let's call the Thailand police.
I don't know what the exchange rate was. Last I heard, it was like 160 baht to a dollar.
Wow, is that good?
Any, I think. Yeah, my God.
I go buy some Nike Air Jordans with that, man. Air Jordans. You know, Air Jordans make you jump faster and everything.
Thank you for calling Royal Thai Consulate General of Honolulu, Hawaii. All visa application and passport, together with document required.
I'll try again. Did they answer, Nunu? He said it, yes. A woman answered. I'll try again. Unless they close now. What time is it in Hawaii? It's like 4 o'clock in Hawaii now, right?
Let's see. It's 6 a.m.
This is an a.m. in Hawaii. Oh, God. You're sure move that dateline over, man. The king of Thailand does bath salts. Thank you, Scotland. That was good.
Thank you for calling.
No answer there. Well, let's find more. Nunu, try to find some numbers in Thailand, you know? I bought some Skype credit today. Got plenty of Skype credit. I don't mind making a call to Thailand.
That was pretty sketchy, man. That was pretty sketchy there, buddy.
No, they closed, dude. It's okay. They closed the fucking place. It's like those people got
I thought he called and checked on it, though. Did he verify it or he didn't?
Right before the show started. They might have closed already. They're whatever, dude. Okay.
All right, Nunez. You've been reprieved.
There you go. You've been forgiven.
Counting on good action now, man.
You've been forgiven. Okay, well, moving right along. Let's see what we got here. Lonesome Loser starting to warm up.
Is there any conventions this week?
No, last week was the... Well, 2 weeks ago was the Midgets. I don't think there's a convention this week. There should be.
Okay. He's usually as good at finding conventions. There was a great episode where Zolar was in on a convention, too, and we all got a Madhouse show going.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the Jack Valente thing. All right, let's call J-Rad's prank request here for his Uncle Mike. Send in your prank requests over at madhouselive.com. Use the request a prank form. Pretty easy to do. No excuse not to be sending request a prank, sir.
Is on you back as soon as possible. God bless.
At the time.
God bless everybody. God bless. No answer there. Sorry.
Maybe the next time when you call, if you get a London number, let's bring up the Olympic missiles. Have you heard about this controversy?
Olympic missile? No.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, okay, what it is the British government has got this big fear that something will happen with the Olympics in London. It's the new Summer Olympics for 2012. So they've mounted this special, it kind of looks like a Patriot missile thing that's way faster and much more advanced than it was decades ago. And they're putting, like, on top of these rooftops of these apartment buildings. So if anybody, like, tries to bomb the Olympics or whatever, these, like, anti-air missiles will actually take it down before it ever reaches the Olympic site. And people are raising hell all over, ban the Olympic missiles. And so it's a very controversial subject, and they took it to court, and the judge voted against the citizens' plea to not allow the missiles to be placed upon rooftops in the neighborhood. So, right now the government says, screw you, we'll put up the missiles. So right now it's a pretty hot subject in London. Mm-hmm. It'd probably be worthy of a few good calls.
Well, I don't. What's the problem? So what? So they have a protection missile there. What are they?
I don't know. You know how them freaking Londoners are, in general, but the Brits. You know they. Who knows?
They're doing it to protect you. You stupid shit. What's the fucking?
I know, but there's not enough key and dentures to go around over there.
I don't know. I'm sure it's Jesus Christ, man. Seriously,
but it's very touchy right now with the populace. They are pissed. So it might render a few good calls.
And in the Greece Olympics, they had missiles out there. The United States was providing protection on the sea, and they had missiles at the venue.
Wicked, man. Type it in your browser, man. Olympic missiles. Take a look at these suckers. Man, they show these things moving, and one of them going after an airplane, and I mean, these suckers are fast. They are wicked-ass missile battery.
Wow.
Portable, like on the back of a little like truck that you pull around.
Yeah,
fucking killer, man.
Yeah, something that's going on a lot of drones, man. Drones are all over the place.
Oh yeah,
all over
drones
the
are a big are a big issue. They're a big problem, man.
That's a
problem. Are just going crazy with that shit.
Yeah, the police,
and our
police
government and military is just going run amok.
Oh, police departments are getting them now, man. Police departments are getting drones and stuff. It's just, oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to 1984.
Well, you know what Alex Jones says, the solution to 1984 is 1776. You know?
Right. How about a constitutional convention? Now that would be a great source. It'll never happen.
That'll never happen. Good luck with that. It's in the Constitution.
Yeah, they'll never allow that shit, for sure.
Exactly. All right, well.
Yeah, I'm on the Virgin Islands. I never heard anything more about it. I think they, like, started one and it just fizzled, man. It, like, disappeared.
Why do they want to do a convention, a constitutional convention in Virgin Islands?
The coconuts? Yeah, man. I told you, like, they're a representative, you know, is only a representative. They have no senators, and they can't vote for presidents, and blah, blah, blah. And they were all up in arms about it, and, you know, who was a native Virgin Islander, and should they, you know, get reparations? All that shit was mixed into it, and just kind of fizzled and flopped.
Wow, man. Yeah, Puerto Rico goes through that a lot. You know, oh, we don't have a senator, we don't have a congressman, we can't vote for president. But
same issues that Puerto Rico has in general.
Yeah, but we can go to, you know, but they still send us to war, and we still contribute.
Yeah, and then they bitched about during Vieques, you know, the sub base and Vieques bombing range, and now the military left, and what's the condition of Puerto Rico now economically?
It's, you know, that was stupid, you know? My family my family members were like, this is bullshit. Like, when that whole thing was happening, like, this is bullshit. You're going to piss off the American government. So what did George W. Bush do? Like, he's like, all right, sure, you want us to take out this base in Vieques? All right, no problem. We're also going to close the Air Force base, and we're also going to close the Navy base, and we're also going to close the Army base. So now there are no bases in Puerto Rico.
Roosevelt Roads.
Yeah, Roosevelt Roads and Rame is closed, and fucking Seiva's closed. All of them are, they closed all the fucking bases there. All that money that was, all that money and income. And now all the time they complain, oh, now we don't have the military here in the
they want to, like, reclaim the land, and there's, like, you know, still munitions that are dead out there, you know, that haven't been exploded, and no one wants to go out there, and people get blown up, and,
listen,
like, you know, there's really no chance that it's ever going to be, you know, viable anyway,
listen,
because, you know, the condition,
listen,
that was left in.
Reclaim the land, shit, okay? You know what they did? They closed they forced the Air Force base that they closed outside of San Juan. The governor at the time said, oh, this is great. We're going to build a new international airport out here, and a fucking technology center, and a tourist attraction, and golf courses. You know when that was? That was fucking 2004. It's 2012.
Oh,
they haven't, they haven't done shit. It's a piece of shit in the middle out there. You know, it's full of fucking run-down buildings that used to be, you know, lived in and worked in by military families from all over the country. We're pumping in money to the economy.
Immense fortunes of revenue that money was being spent in the local economy.
Stupid. So stupid. Wait, you know what? And they're so stupid. Wait until Cuba. Wait until Raul Castro dies and Cuba opens up. And the tourism industry that goes to Puerto Rico is like, fuck that. I can go to Cuba. Cuba's like 90 minutes away. You know, I'm not, why am I going to fly in a plane from New York to Puerto Rico 3 hours, 4 hours when you can get to Cuba in 90 minutes? You know, and your dollar is going to stretch way more than it would in Puerto Rico. Then Puerto Rico's going to be screwed. Then what are they going to do? That fucking place. I love visiting. I love Puerto Rico. You know, I was just there.
On the sites now for, you know, for enterprise, you know, American enterprise, because, you know, you look how close it is. And then, you know, in decades ago, it was a big money pit. I mean, they pulled tons of money, casinos, all kinds of crap into it. So they're anxious to get back in there again as quick as possible.
Yep. Chomping at the bit. All right, shut up, guys. Come on. Thailand. We're calling Thailand. Lonesome Loser, thank you for sending a number in Thailand.
Try an Olympic missiles call later, man, if you will.
I don't know, man. I don't want to mess with that. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Is this Nana Plaza 49 in Thai? Milkman, what are you doing? Quiet. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, hi. How are you?
What can I do for you, sir?
Yes, I had to make a report about the king of Thailand. Do you know who the king of Thailand is? King Rama IX, Bhumibol Adulyadej? Huh?
Who are you?
Oh, my name is Cross. I'm a friend of the king of Thailand.
Sir?
Yes, can you hear me?
Why you talk that?
Oh, well.
Who are you?
Huh?
Who are you?
I'm Cross. I met the king of Thailand. We were playing poker together.
Are you the clown from what country?
From the United States. And I came to Thailand. I was in a casino, and the king of Thailand was sitting with me, and we were playing cards. We were playing poker. And then he invited me to his room, and then when I went to his room, he gave me a massage, and he took off his clothes, and he showed me his penis. Hello?
Why are you calling here? I don't know.
Well, because I want to report that the king of Thailand is a homosexual and that he touched me.
I don't know. This is a Nana Hotel. You don't want to talk to the king of Thailand.
Yeah, the king of Thailand wants me to stay in the hotel room here. He invited me to the hotel.
Oh, and the clown of America is, are you?
Yeah, no, not the clown of America. What are you talking about, the clown of America?
Oh.
Oh, listen.
Are you mad?
Huh? Am I mad? Yes, I'm a man, and the king of Thailand wants me to stay in a hotel room and sleep on the same bed with him in your hotel.
He wants tick-tick.
Oh, man, you talk.
What the fuck? Tick tick, what's that? Fuck.
That's Ty for head job.
Oh my god.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling about the king of Thailand.
You crazy?
Well, no. The king of Thailand wanted me to meet him here to have sex with him.
You should not say like that. It's not improper. It's not appropriate. And it's that's not good, sir.
Why not? The king in Thailand thinks I'm handsome and wants to kiss me. What's the matter? Well?
You should talk like that. I can call the police and report the police. It's not good, sir.
Look, I'm just calling ahead to let the king of Thailand know I'm going to be late to the hotel because I got distracted. But I'm going to be there soon and I'm going to kiss him and touch him.
Are you high?
No.
Are you deaf?
Hmm?
I don't want to speak to you.
Okay. Can you tell me about the king? Do you not like the king of Thailand?
We respect the king of Thailand, and it's not the subject we can talk like this.
Don't you hate him? Isn't he an asshole?
You asshole! Fuck you!
Hey. the king of Thailand's an asshole.
Oh my.
Wow. great work, Nunu and Lonesome. Nunu especially. That's that is awesome. Fuck you.
She's in one of please.
Wow. They sure love that king. Wow. All right, we'll call. So what are you doing? Are you doing dishes over there, Milkman? What's going on?
No, I got the dishwasher running right now.
You cleaning the shit in the toilet?
Yeah. I see if I poop in the microwave, how long it takes before it turns into kimchi.
You know, one time when I was a kid, I was at a party when I was in high school, and I'm embarrassed to say this now, but I actually did. I went to the... All right. Listen.
What?
I was at a house party once when I was in high school. I was 16? Maybe 15. Okay, so... And I was drinking. One of the first times I was drinking. So, for some reason, I thought this would be a great idea. I wanted to do a tanker, an upper decker. You know, where you take a shit in a toilet bowl? And then so when people flush the shit keeps coming out through the water, you know, for a while. But I couldn't get the toilet lid up because it was like hinged on the wall. I remember it was like I had this hinge thing, and there was all this crap on top of it, like little figurines and stuff. Whatever it was, I couldn't get the lid off.
Where the hell was that? Puerto Rico?
No, this is in Florida, man. This is when I was in high school.
Oh, my God. I never heard of the hinge toilet. Continue.
I don't know. It was attached to the wall and the hinge. Anyway, so I was like, all right, well, you know, I'm going to do something here. So there was a table and there were paper towels. You know, the brown paper towels, you know, cheap paper towels. I laid the paper towels out on the table and I pulled my pants down and I took like a massive shit, a huge turd. It must, it was like a foot and a half long. And on top of the paper towels, right? And at first, I was like, I'm going to leave it here. But then I was like, no, you know, someone's going to come in and go like, you know, Carlito just was the last one here. What the fuck? He took a shit, left it on the table.
So generic testing, huh?
So I wrapped, I don't know why I did this. I wrapped it up in paper towels, the turd. I wrapped it up in paper towels. And I, you know, I wiped my ass. I flushed the toilet. And I wash my hands, and then I'm walking with a turd that's wrapped up in brown paper towels, and I make a beeline for the kitchen. I'm like, I'm gonna leave this. I'm gonna leave this in the fridge. I'm gonna leave it in the freezer. What the fuck do I do? All right, so I get to the kitchen, and there weren't. Well, there were a lot of people in this party, and there were people in the kitchen. I was like, oh shit! There were, you know, the people getting drinks out of the kitchen, and. And the beers in the fridge. I'm like, all right, the fridge is out because they're going to see.
Ice cube tray.
So what I did, I'm such an asshole. I put it in the microwave.
Oh, my God.
I put it in the microwave.
This is getting crazier as the moment.
I put it in the microwave, and I turned it on, the microwave. I turned it on for like, I think I put it on for like, I think I just keep hitting like three. So it was like 3-3-3-3-3-3-3, and I hit start, and then I left. I just left, and I heard the aftermath after that. I heard the aftermath. Someone was like, someone took a shit in the microwave. Oh, man. And, the parents of the person that got caught, the parents, you know, they caught the person. They got really mad. The parents came home, you know, and...
Caught him with the turd.
It wasn't beer bottles. It wasn't the neighbors complaining. It was the shit, the microwave that had been shit in and had caked and shit. Yeah, they said it was the most horrible. They said it was like, I never admitted to it, but everyone's like, oh man, it was like smoking and.
Because there's a meaning to a steamer, Cleveland steamer.
That's a steamer for sure. Yeah.
Oh my God, dude, that's one of the more heroic deeds you pulled in many a moon.
Yeah, that was in a Puerto Rican's people's house once. You know,
so they would have never meant the toilet paper in the trash can, but that was a whole new twist to the adventure.
Yeah, that's my story. That's that.
Very proud, hermano.
I used to steal stuff from, like, I thought it was, I don't know why, I was such an asshole. Like, I'd go to parties, and I'd find the cordless phone, and I'd take the battery out of it and put it in my pocket. Every time, I'd always steal something. I was a fucking klepto, man. I thought it was hilarious. Me and Eddie, my friend Eddie, Eddie's like, why do you always do that? You're fucking stupid. I'm like, yeah, it's awesome.
The Puerto Rican party terror.
Oh, we did that once at a party, like... I did it once. I stole the battery out of the cordless phone, and Eddie was in the house like 2 days later, and he said the phone rang, and they had the cordless phone, and they were hitting the button, and it's like, it's not working. Did you charge the phone? Why isn't it working? Why is the phone dead? It's been charging all day. I don't get it. Eddie's like, God, Carlito, you're so fucking stupid.
You should have took your steamer and wrapped it in banana leaves and passed off with pasteles.
Oh, man. Yeah. I used to be really stupid when I was young. I'd be drinking and be like, oh, this would be funny. I'm going to take a shit. First, I'm going to take a shit in the toilet tank because I'd heard about that prank. That didn't work. So my brilliant idea, I'm going to take a shit on the table and leave it here. And after I shit, you know, I don't know if you ever had this experience, Milkman, but have you ever been jerking off looking at porn and when you're done you have a tremendous guilt over what you've been doing? Has it ever? I'm sure every man's been through that at some point. Yeah, like you feel guilty. I don't know.
Is that like a Catholic thing or something?
I don't know. Sometimes after I do that, I feel guilty. I'm like, oh man, I've really.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess if I, you know, didn't give you away something because of that, then I feel guilty.
Well, I had that feeling after. I was like, here I am, at a party. I should be having a good time with friends, and I just took a shit on the table in the bathroom. Why would I do that? So, like, I got to do – and it's – you think, all right, a normal person, all right, I'm just going to transfer it over to the toilet and flush it, right? You know? No. No, not Carlito. Carlito decided
he's going to – I better do something with this prize gift here.
So I'm walking in a house full of people in a house party. My peers from high school with my own shit turd wrapped up in paper towels. I mean, that was such a low in my life. Oh, man, is it funny?
That was a brilliant moment of insight to put in the microwave.
Yeah. Well, Andy, I'll tell you, this one time I farted on Andy, it was the most tremendous fart in the world in the history of it was like the atomic bomb of farts. In our apartment, I just stood up. I think we're watching Seinfeld. Actually, it was the last episode of Seinfeld, and right when it was over, the stupid shitty episode of the last episode of Seinfeld where they get found guilty and they're all in the jail cell together or something. And I stood up. And
Samaritan law.
Yeah, the Samaritan law. I stood up and I arched my leg over, you know, on top of Andy, and I farted, and it was the loudest fart that's ever. I've never been able to top this fart, but it was like a nuclear bomb of farts, like, went off. Oh my god! I remember, like, Andy ran under a table. I remember he's like, "Oh my god!" Everyone else like, "What the fuck? Did you shit your pants?" Yeah,
man, for sure.
Yeah. We'll get Andy to call in one day. Next time Andy calls in, I'll have him talk about the time I farted. I don't think he knows about the shit in the microwave story. That was a different click. That wasn't his click.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a different click. I don't know. We were stupid, though. We would skip school, and all we did, we would drink. I think Andy had like a black kid he was friends with, and he had an uncle or something that would buy us beer. The only beer he would buy us was Red Dog. He's like, I buy you no more Red Dog, motherfucker. Like, that's all he's like, he didn't care. He didn't care if we wanted Heineken or Budweiser. He's like, fuck that. If I'm buying your alcohol for a bunch of stupid kids, you're going to drink Red Dog, and that's what I drink. And that's what we drank. We would drink warm Red Dogs.
Red Dog, I forgot about that. They still make that shit.
No, I haven't seen it forever, but we used to drink warm Red Dogs at like 10 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, drinking warm Red Dogs at Andy's house, skipping school, listening to Howard Stern, and playing Nintendo 64. That's the fucking life that I had in my senior year, and my
that was a big hit in the '90s. Red Dog, man.
Yeah, we would play fucking Mario Kart 64, drinking warm skunky Red Dog beer. And we always end up fighting, like, not like arguing, but we end up in like wrestling fights. Like, we'd wrestle and we'd punch each other, and I remember at some point Andy had these boxing gloves and he'd put them on and he'd make me put them on, and we would box and he'd hit me hard in the face and I'd get upset and we would all end. Yeah, it was just weird.
Oh my,
we were a bunch of dorks, man. We had a lot of fun, man. And then we moved out together. That group, that was Andy, was in that group. It was a group of four of us, and all of us except for one moved out. We went to the same university after high school, and we got an apartment together. And we stayed together for like 2 years after that. And we're still friends, you know. Me and Andy are, at least. We still hang out and talk, you know, every once in a while. We trade emails and talk about the magic and shit, but good time. So all the young kids out there listening, you know, enjoy your time, because you'll be in your 30s like me, and you'll be in your 50s like Milkman, and you won't have anything. You'll be married and can't have fun.
I'm only 87.
There we go. All right, let's move on. Move on, do some more pranks. It's called Thailand again. Talk about the king of Thailand, who's an asshole. I can't believe that lady got so upset. You asshole!
She really enjoyed that.
Yes, hi. This is the Penis Bangkok.
Can I ask you?
What? Yes, hi. The king of Thailand is an asshole.
Hello?
Yeah, the king of Thailand.
Yes?
He's an asshole. Put me on hold. Yeah, we'll wait on that. I'll call the first one again. Because they were fun.
Maybe say the king's name. You know, king whatever. Command the ninth. He is an asshole.
Rama the ninth. Yes, hi. I'm calling on behalf of the king, King Rama the ninth. Hello.
Hello,
yes, I'm calling regarding King Rama the Ninth.
Sir, how may I help you?
I'm calling about King Rama the Ninth.
Sir, yes?
He's an asshole.
Huh?
He's an asshole.
You go in your house, listen to me. You go in your house and tell your mom to teach you, okay?
Teach me what? He's an asshole. He's a gay.
If you get drunk or you mad, you go to the hospital to check your brain, okay?
Check my brain?
Check your brain. Okay. Fucking idiot.
Listen. Hello, ma'am. Are you? Yes, did you hear how that lady talked to me?
Hello?
Yeah, did you hear how that lady talked to me?
The peninsula, how may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about the king of Thailand. Hello? Oh, whatever, that place sucks. The first place is awesome, though. You check your blade? Check your blade. Oh, man.
You go to hospital, check your blade.
I'm gonna get my brain checked. Check my brain. All right. It was the Peninsula Bangkok, and it said this is the Penis Bangkok. You gotta love it. You gotta love my sense of humor. Well, hey, come on. I grew up taking shits in the microwave. Yeah, this.
I get it in the off pocket.
You know what's stupid? You know what's stupid? It's a problem I have with stealing at parties, man. Cause like when I was 25, I got my one bedroom apartment right before I met Athena. I had my own apartment, my own pad. When I first started doing the Madhouse show, it was out of a one bedroom apartment that was just mine. Now I was with Athena at the time. She would come, she'd spend the night. I'd fuck her, but you know, it was my place. You know, it was my bachelor pad. But anyway, when I first got there, I went to a house party with Andy, and I got really drunk. I remember. And at some point, I decided I wanted to leave, so I went into the bathroom and I stole a pair of head clippers. I put hair clippers. I put them in my pocket, and then I went to the kitchen where all the alcohol was, and I stole a bottle of scotch and I walked out. And then I took toothbrushes and I hid the toothbrushes in the toilet tank, man. And then like the next like 2 days later. I was at Andy's place, and someone who was at the party was talking. He's like, "Yeah, man, party was good, but you know, the so and so said that someone like he can't find his toothbrushes. They still hadn't found the toothbrushes. He's like, he can't find his toothbrushes, and his hair clippers are missing. You know, and I started laughing. They didn't mention that bottle of scotch. But yeah, I walked out with a bottle of scotch." That was the last I drove home, and I was only like a mile away. That house where that house party was to my apartment was only a mile away, but I was so drunk. I was literally driving and thinking to myself, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to run a red light. I'm not going to stop right. There's going to be a cop behind me, and I'm going to get pulled over. You know, I mean, that's so irresponsible. I've never done that again in my life, but I'm telling you, I couldn't walk straight. Well, for God's sake, come on. I was so drunk, I stole a bottle of scotch and a pair of hair clippers and left the party. That's how messed up I was, yeah. Actually, I think, if I remember right, I threw up in the back patio. also. I got drunk. I was going to puke drunk. And I went to the, I ran to the back of the house, opened the back room, the back window, the glass door, and I just started throwing up, not realizing that this wasn't the backyard that I was peeking into. It was the porch. The furnished porch. And God damn, man, this is so embarrassing. I remember, as a matter of fact, there were people out there sitting in the porch, and fat Puerto Rican comes out. It's like, he just leans out, starts puking on the porch, and they all come running in like, oh, like that. Yeah, that was bad. That was bad. I've never gotten like that again. Okay, we got breaking news here, Milkman. You know, we're all big Orlando Magic fans here. Now we've been going through a crisis. With Dwight Howard's been dragged on for a long time. Is Dwight Howard going to stay with the Magic? Is he going to go? And it seems like he's going to go. And he wants to go to the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets are moving from New Jersey, and now they're going to be in Brooklyn. He came out and said he absolutely wanted to go to Brooklyn, and now it's not going to work out because Brooklyn doesn't have enough assets for the Magic, and yada, yada, yada. So apparently we just got word here of a huge trade. Alex Kennedy, the Rockets' official Twitter account just followed Dwight Howard, Jason Richardson, Glenn Davis, and Chris Duhon. What? What are you talking about, Andy? Andy, what are you talking about? Is there a trade, or are you just throwing more speculations? I don't want to hear about speculations, Andy. Andy's listening to the show. I didn't even know Andy was listening. Andy, you remember that time that I farted on you? Andy, let me know if I can call you. I want to talk about the fart, my epic fart.
Your stomach's thunder.
Yeah, that's yeah. I want to talk about the night of thunder is what I like to call it. I think he might be listening. If he's up, yeah. He's got to be listening. Anyway, what? Andy,
I'm on.
Yes, go ahead, Milkman.
I've always wondered how the name and the term Madhouse was derived and became the name for the show. I'm starting to get inkling now.
I couldn't tell you.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, who are you? What are you doing? What do you want? Yes. Hi, is this Thailand?
This is the Peninsula Bangkok. Can I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm calling about the King of Thailand.
Oh, sorry. This is the Peninsula.
What? Speak up, asshole.
I'll help you.
I said speak up, asshole.
Oh, sorry.
I can't hear you, you stupid. Speak up.
Hello?
Yes, what is it?
Well, is it the Peninsula Bangkok?
Oh, yeah, hi, the Penis Bangkok. Yes, I was calling about the King of Thailand. He's an asshole. I've been telling you this for the last 20 minutes. Do you understand yet, you stupid?
I can't understand about your opinion about him.
Oh, fuck you, lady. All right?
Are you sure?
Am
you
I
sure? Want to be sad about this subject?
Am I sure about...
You're an asshole. I think it's you.
That I'm an asshole? No, the king is an asshole.
If you dare to start to burn him, you are the person who go to hell. You asshole.
You're an asshole.
Go back to the country
you
and keep your mom's ass.
You people are assholes and your
if
king's...
You start to talk to him like this.
Ow.
And then...
If he
you
was,
are the person who go to hell for sure. I swear with my Buddha.
Yeah, what? Yeah, you wish,
and
lady.
To burn the person who acted like that. Mm-hmm. You are the person who fucking bad.
Let me ask you a question.
Your brain is full of shit that you say like that to him, and your ass is full of shit also. In your body is full of shit, you know.
Yeah, is that so? Well, he's still an asshole. How come he?
You are Leo Wanka.
He kisses boys.
You know the word Wanka? Your brain is Wanka. Your mouth is Wanka.
Uh-huh.
All your thinking, your thoughts, you born from the hell. You are a monster.
Yeah, the king.
Talk to him like that.
The king is a gay. He kisses boys. Why?
Why is the new? Where you heard from?
What? Where?
You have to have the real thought that you said like that to him.
Well, the king came up to me. I was in a casino, and the king came up to me, and he told me he wanted to kiss me and to go to the hotel room with him. And kissing make kissing to him.
I think your sauce is come wrong. I think your mom.
Hey! Don't talk about my mom. She died recently.
Is he lesbian? Your mom?
My mom died 2 months ago.
Is he lesbian?
What? You stupid little bitch. You stupid. Huh? You asshole.
You told me to stop to talk about your mom, so you stop to talk about our father, the king of Thailand.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, and not talk bad about your mother.
No, talk your about Don't you talk lesbian. About my mama.
She kissed you. She kissed you when you born. Is she lesbian? She fucked your ass. That's why you talk like that to our king.
Well, why does the king fuck boys in the ass? Why?
Asshole.
Yeah, the king.
Your mom did something wrong when you born, but why your brain is fucked up like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, right. The king goes to bathrooms. The king goes to bathrooms and stores and has sex with men in the bathroom.
Kiss your mom ass, asshole.
Okay, I'll do that. Are you done? Did you get it out? Oh, she hung up. I didn't even know she was there that whole time. She was holding like for like 10 minutes. Finally got a response out of her. Okay. Here's, I understand.
You need to take a look in our microwave real quick.
I guess so. Check the microwaves. I apologize, Andy, if he's listening. The Rockets, the Houston Rockets official Twitter account, just started following Dwight Howard, Jason Richardson, Big Baby Glenn Davis, and Chris Duhon. So the speculation is there's a trade, and they're picking up those four players from the Magic. That's good, good. We want the Houston trade. We do not want to trade Dwight Howard to Brooklyn so that they can become another fucking Miami Heat in the fucking East Coast, and because fuck Brooklyn, all right? That's why. I don't care if you're from New York and stuff. I don't want the fucking Brooklyn Nets or Jersey Nets or whatever the fuck they are. I don't want them having a good team. They're sons of bitches. If fucking New York people walking around, oh, we're the champions. Champions of everything is fucking New York. Champions of fucking football. They're fucking Yankees, fucking assholes. Right? Hockey, I don't know. I'm guessing they're probably do that shit again, also with the hockey.
The PS Flyers.
God damn it. Anyway, God, I'm starting to get sick.
Now I understand how the term madhouse came about after hearing those stories.
No. Maybe another day I'll tell you how madhouse came about. I don't want to talk about it tonight.
Okay. We'll look forward to that.
We're going to leave something for the kids. All right, let's call another hotel in Thailand. We got this theme now where we're insulting the king of Thailand, which is a grave offense in Thailand, apparently. They'll cane you. Didn't they cane that American kid for spray painting a car? Didn't he get caned back in the 90s?
Like one of those guys got his ass caned for something. I forget what the hell he did, but yeah.
There was a college kid that was out spray painting.
Yeah, the caning. It was famous. Everybody was outraged.
He spray painted a car, and they caned him. And I think even Bill Clinton was president, and he was trying to intervene. Trying to get him amnesty. I feel like, okay, sure, we'll reduce it from... Yes, hello. My name is Cross. I'm from the United States.
Sorry?
Oh, my name is Cross. I'm from the United States.
Yes, sir.
And I need a call ahead. I'm meeting the king of Thailand here, Rama the Ninth.
Yes, sir.
And I met him yesterday at a hotel, at a casino. And we were gambling on the same table. And he leaned over to me and he said that I was handsome, that I smelled good, and that I needed to stay with him at this hotel, the hotel that I'm calling now.
Yes, sir.
And he was going to kiss me and touch me and things like this. And I'm going to be a little late, so could you send a message to the king of Thailand and tell him that I'm going to be late?
I guess I just want to make sure.
What?
Best moment, sir.
Best moment?
Best moment, sir.
Are you going to find him?
Okay.
What?
ครับกลับบล็อกครับ
Hello
ป้า
Yes who is this
ฮะ
Who is this
อะไร
What are you talking about Who are you
คุยเรื่องอะไร
Hey asshole listen My name is Cross Okay I'm calling about King the King of Thailand
ไม่รู้เรื่องเลย
The king of Thailand is an asshole. Why did they get transferred to a guy who just goes, oh, bah, 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 bah. Bah, 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 bah. That's what he said. Bah, bah. The first guy who spoke perfect English is like, hold on a moment. It puts me through the guy who says, bah, bah, bah. Thank you.That's how they operate there in Asia. It's weird, you know. They're very quiet on the phone. The worst is when we call Guam. They get a phone call and they're just like, I don't know. My phone is ringing. What do I do?
It must be affiliated with the Homo Hotel. Baghdad.
They're like amazed that the phone works. Guam, what do you call it? They're like, oh my god, the phone. Not Guam. What's the other one? Saipan.
Sanika. Central Grand. At Central Park.
Hey, shut up. I was calling. My name is American.
Yes, sir.
I'm an American. How are you?
Yeah. I'm fine, thanks.
Listen, was I just talking to you and you transferred me or something?
Sorry, sir?
Well, I'm calling about the King of Thailand.
King of Thailand?
Yes, he's an asshole.
Sorry, sir.
Well, did you know this thing?
Sorry, sir.
What do you mean, sorry? Hey. Hello. We got to get women. The women seem to be a little sassy in this country. The men are just like very, oh, that's how it is. I understand. Thank you.
Over there, the women pretty well run shit.
Yeah. I'd like to call a police station, but they spoke English and just tell them that. Like, yeah. Oh, report it. Yeah, the Peninsula Hotel said so the king is... Hi, how are you, sweetheart, baby?
Thank you, sir. May I assist you?
Yes, hi. Yes, I was calling about the king of Thailand. He's an asshole.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, did you know the king of Thailand is an asshole? He's a stupid?
Yes, it's
fine,
sir.
What?
Yes, sir. Who do you want to talk to? I am over there speaking.
Is the king of Thailand there? I'd like to tell him how stupid, idiot, asshole he is.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling about the king of Thailand. The king.
Could you repeat again about the Thailand? Yes.
The king of Thailand, Rama the Ninth. You know who I'm talking about?
One moment.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello. Yes, look, may I help you?
I'm just trying to communicate to you people, all right? Do you speak English?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. Do you know King Rama the Ninth?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
This is our king, yeah?
Yeah, he's a stupid asshole.
What are you talking?
He's a stupid asshole shit. That's what I said.
What's wrong with you, sir? What's wrong with you?
Because I...
You have no right to call my king like that.
Listen, he's so stupid because he came out, he told me that he wanted to kiss me and he wanted to make love to me and he touched me in my arms. He touched my arms and he was smelling me like a man. Like he said, oh, you smell like a man, he said to me. You smell like a nice, handsome man, he said to me. And then he said he was going to meet me for breakfast and he didn't show up.
Remember, our king is at all. His age is 85.
He's an asshole. He's an 85-year-old asshole, that king.
I think you are wrong. You are wrong.
No,
wrong
I'm right.
Commitment. Don't call me, okay?
Listen, you're stupid too. You're stupid too. This is awesome. I like this. They really love that king. Boy, what? Is it like fucking Caesar to them? Is it fucking, what was it, the Egyptians? Wasn't their king their god? What was the... Pharaoh. Yeah, he's like a pharaoh to them, I guess. This is going on. Milkman, are you there? God damn it. Milkman! All right, we'll have to call Milkman back. What time is it? 11:37. Awesome. Big Ken.
Please enjoy Carlito, the following music while your party is being reached.
Doing good. Trying to spread the word about the King of Thailand, you know? What happened to you, buddy?
I don't know, dude. I was sitting there listening, and he's gone.
I was saying hello, hello. But anyway, you're here now. That's good. All right, so we're going to continue here talking to people regarding the King of Thailand and maybe other things. Let's see. Hey, can you give out a shout-out to Crackers the Shark? Crackers the Shark wants a shout. Crackers the Shark. Hey, man, what's up? I hope you got your money. What was the guy, Crackers the Shark, and Don? Was it Don Lopez or something? Don Lopez ice cream. I forgot. Don Lopez was the owner of some kind of ice cream place in Miami. And Crackers the Shark made a deal with him. Anyway, Crackers the Shark, thanks for hanging out, man. It's good seeing you. And you, if you're listening and you're not in the chat room, you should be, asshole. You're a bigger asshole than the King of Thailand for doing that. Go to madhouselive.com and join. And there's no excuse. You're like, oh, I'm on a phone. I'm on a cell phone. I'm on an Android phone. It works an Android phone, asshole, because I checked it out. I tried it. Guys, I don't know if you knew that, Milkman, but I tested it out. I went on my Android phone in the Madhouse Live chat room, and guess what? Oh, I could chat with people. Mm-hmm. Guess what? On my iPhone. Guess what? I went on my iPad, and I went to the Madhouse chat room, and guess what happened? I was chatting. So, yeah, there's no excuse unless you're on a BlackBerry, and it probably works on BlackBerry, too. Milkman, you have a BlackBerry. Check it out. All right? Milkman, check it out.
All right.
Thank you.
There's no fucking excuse. If you're not in here, Carlito's going to leave a surprise in your microwave.
Big Ken. Ken's here. Kenneth. What's the frequency, Kenneth?
98.6 The Mouth.
Yeah!
I think you should just start calling these games.
98.6 The Mouth.
What? Sorry, you were talking, and this shit's too loud. I got to adjust it.
So you should just call the UK, tell them you're from 98.6 The Mouth, and just tell them to wake the fuck up.
Yeah. There you go.
Hear that, or call some hospitals on behalf of Nunu. That should get him going.
We got the Phaya Thai Police Station. We're going to call. All right. We got a police station in Thailand, Milkman. We're going to do it, man. We're going to get caned. Milkman, I'll blame it all on you. You have Asian connections, so.
I don't know. This king all right. is fuck, he might stick it up his ass.
I'm hoping I lock it, yeah. Camera. Milkman, did you read Fifty Shades of Grey yet? Should read that book. What? Is this police station?
Yes.
Okay, I need to make a report.
Yes.
Yeah, it's about the King of Thailand. He's a stupid...
For what?
The King of Thailand is an asshole.
Airport.
What?
What? May I have you? Please, you call 1155.
Yeah?
Please, you call 1155.
Yes, because the King of Thailand is an asshole.
I know. Please, you call 1155 earlier.
Yeah, I did.
It's okay, bye.
Wait, what's 1155?
1-1.
Uh-huh.
1-1. 1-1-1. 5-5.
I'm trying to call the police station.
Yeah. 1-1-5-5. Can you help you for the police service, right?
Are you police
1-1-5-5, okay?
Listen, stupid. Are you police or no?
No. This police cannot help you. Because you must go to the police officer or police officer already. 1155 call center. Okay, right?
But I'm calling from the United States.
Okay, right? 1155.
I can't call 1155 from the United States. Don't you understand?
You call?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, just a moment.
Transfer me.
It was 1155, the fucking bat phone to the president or the king over there?
Hi, is this police?
Huh?
Is this Thailand police? Stupid. Hey,
huh?
Do you speak English?
ไม่เป็นครับ.
What?
นี่ใครครับ
English
ไม่รู้จักอ่ะ
English please English oh god
โทรไปตำรวจท่องเที่ยวดีกว่าไหมครับ
I don't care what you gotta say go shut up okay shut up bye shut up stupid asshole what the fuck is he saying. All right. What's the country code for Australia? Is it 44? No.
Yeah, I think that's right.
That's Britain. What is the country code there? Is it 14? It was something 4? 4-4? I got a number for the Thai embassy in Australia, but I don't have a country code. Scotland. I need the country code. God damn it.
He says 61 is the country code.
61. Thank you. Confirmed. There we go, Australia. I see the flag. A blue flag with the British flag and a bunch of stars on the flag. Here we go. Oh, am I getting sick? Yes, hi. I'm calling regarding the King of Thailand.
How can I help you?
The King of Thailand is a homosexual asshole.
What do you like me to do?
I want you to tell the King of Thailand he can kiss my ass.
You have to send by email. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
We'll take it under consideration after you send it by email.
Oh, my.
Please send an email. We'll take it under consideration. You're right. Oh, wow. Okay. that's not as fun as the hotels. Oh, man. Am I going to sleep good tonight? All right, let's call the Grand Palace of Thailand. Hey, maybe that's where the king is. I should do that confusion, right? This is the Grand Palace. The king's here, right? Tell him he's an asshole. We'll get your request of pranks in a moment. I think there's one or two in there. I want to thank everyone who's tuning in tonight to Madhouse Radio.
For one, I'm from Thailand, but they're Thai. Please press 7 for English. Please press 7 for English.
Oh my god.
Please press 7 for English.
Is it saying 7?
That's what I'm hearing.
These zero works everywhere. Hello?
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, do you speak English?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. I was calling about the King of Thailand. He's a stupid-as-shit asshole guy.
Okay, one phone for you.
No.
She's going to confirm.
Yeah. Let me make sure. Hooby-gooby. Hi. Do you speak English?
Hi.
Yes, what can I do for you, sir?
Yes, hi, I was calling about the King of Thailand. Apparently, I have a report here that he's an asshole. Hello?
Hello, sir, it's not so clear, sir.
The King of Thailand, he's an asshole?
King of Thailand?
Is an asshole. A stupid asshole.
Why do you say like that, sir?
Because he's a stupid asshole. I saw him on TV, and he thinks his shit doesn't stick. He's like, oh, I'm the King of Thailand. Well, you know what? I think he's an asshole. Well?
He also smells like shit.
What?
Do you need me to help you in anything, sir?
Well, can you just get upset about what I said? You don't want to get mad?
Get mad what?
Get mad at me and yell and say things to me. You don't want to do that?
Why do I have to get mad at you?
Because it's funny.
Because of what?
It's funny. That's why I do. I call people and I say mean things and I make jokes and they get mad and they yell at me. And then a lot of people think it's funny and we all laugh. We go, ha, 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 like that after. You don't want to do that for me?
If you don't have anything that you need my help, there is another line that's waiting for me.
Who is it? Who's on the other line?
If you don't need any help from us, there is a line waiting for me.
I don't understand because I called other hotels in Thailand.
Is it possible that I will access in the next line?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, sir.
Yes, hi. Anyway.
Hello, sir.
Yes, listen, I was getting as I called other hotels and they got quite mad and they cooperated and you don't want to.
What do you want me to answer?
Angry. I want you to get angry and say bad words to me.
Do you need me to be angry of you?
Yes.
I'm sorry about that, sir.
Okay.
I'm not mad at you because you didn't do anything.
Well, I said the King of Thailand's an asshole. Doesn't that make you mad?
It's up to depend on the emotion of the other.
Okay.
The Thai people, we are respect and we are love our king and dynasty.
Okay.
Because no one restored us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry about that. There is another line waiting for me. Would it be possible that I can end up the conversation, sir?
Yeah, sure. You go ahead and do your thing. Go take your phone call. Well, thank you for
talking
to me.
Thank you very much for calling, sir. Bye-bye.
Right,
have a great day, sir.
You too. Bye, honey. Well, she was nice. She put it on perspective, right? That's good. Cool. She's like, yeah, I don't have to get mad, you know? You have your opinion, and I love my king. Very nice of her. That was nice. Very nice. That's call of the night so far.
Thank you for calling Parsatani Royal Meridian Securitizer Service. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I was calling regarding...
Yes.
Hello?
Pardon me?
Yeah, I was calling because I'm running late. I'm supposed to meet somebody there, and I'm going to be running late. Could you leave a message for them?
Certainly, sir. May I have the name, please?
Yes, it's the King of Thailand, Rama the Ninth.
So, how may I help you? Sorry, would you like to leave a message?
Yeah, the king was expecting me there because we're going to get a hotel room, the king and I. And we're going to kiss and make love to each other, and he's going to kiss me on my body.
And how may I help you, sir?
Well, I want you to leave a message for him and tell him that I'm going to be late for having homosexual.
Okay, may I have... sorry again. May I have the guest name, please? Can you spell it for me?
R-A-M-A...
I'm sorry? A...
R...
A-R?
No, listen, damn it. I'm going to start from the beginning. R-A...
I'm sorry. All right.
M-A...
Yeah.
And then I-X. Bless me. Oh, man, I'm getting sick.
name, please?
Boomy Ball. B H U M I B O L. And the last name is A D U L Y A D E J. I don't think she's going to get mad.
I'm sorry. This is, I cannot find the name. Can you spell the last name again, please?
Listen to me, honey. It's the king. King. The king.
I'm sorry.
The king. You're king. The king of Thailand.
Right.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, this is the hotel.
I know, but I'm supposed to meet the king there to have sex with him in the room in the hotel. Hello? Come on. Try again. Oh, boy. I'm feeling a sick.
Thank you for calling Thailand in Carrio Marien Pontet Savage.
Yes, I was calling about the King of Thailand.
Hello.
Yes, the
Plaza Atini Hotel, sir. How may I see you?
Yeah, the King of Thailand is a stupid asshole.
I don't understand. I'm sorry. How may I see you? Who would you like to speak to?
The king of Thailand
is...
The king of Thailand is stupid.
I don't understand. I'm sorry. Maybe you mistake. Thank you.
She knows what I'm saying. You know, he was born in Massachusetts, according to this information. King of Thailand. He was born at the Mount Auburn Hospital in Cambridge, Massachusetts, in the United States in 1927. Holy shit. Right?
I'll be damned.
I'll be damned too, fucker. How old is he?
They said what? He was 85?
He must be. Look at a picture of him in 2010. He doesn't look 85. He actually looks pretty good for 85. Holy shit. Lucky guy. Yeah. Look at that. Wow. Wow.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. It's good to be king. All right. He went to Harvard. Wow. The younger son of his dad, his name, blah, 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 his father. Blah, 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 blah. His father enrolled him in the public health program at Harvard University. Uh-huh. There you go. Well, let's continue on. What do we got? What other numbers we got here? Let me look, request a prank over here. Oh, boy. We got the Gamers Inn. Acid Pest sending in the number for the Gamers Inn where they don't like furries. Remember that? They might be closed by now. They had to change their hours. They used to be a 24/7 gaming place, but they changed that because of the furries hanging out, not leaving. And the furries stunk. They smelled bad.
I had actually never heard about furries until I started listening to this show.
Are you serious? You never did? Wow.
Pretty much. But, you know, I'm way back there. I still got the Hotmail account and shit, you know, all that good stuff. Yeah.
I have a nephew. He's 20, I think, or he's 19. And at first we were hoping it was just a phase. He thought it was cool, and he was going to the conventions. And he recently bought the furry head. He doesn't have the full suit yet, but he just has the head. And he's
piecing it together.
he's got a furry girlfriend. And she's actually kind of cute. She's pretty cool, apparently. I haven't met her, but I've seen her on Facebook. She seems cool. But she's a furry, and he works for a veterinarian who's a furry. Yeah. Anyway, let's continue. If that doesn't freak you out.
Breaking news.
Would you take your animal? Would you take your loving, the cat you love? Or the dog you love to a veterinarian who's a furry? Discuss.
Gamers Inn.
Yes, hi, Gamers Inn. This is Star Fox. How you doing?
This is who?
My name is Star Fox. I'm a furry.
Okay.
Yeah, and I wanted to come in there with my fursona and strut around and show everyone I'm the king of Thailand. Sit down.
Is this a prank call, man? I'm not in the mood to listen to this.
I'm going to strut around and show my feathers to everybody. I think they know we prank called them a few times. He doesn't want to hear it. I had nothing, you know. I don't want to make fun of furries because, you know, someone I love is a furry, and I'm just not into that anymore. Sorry, Acid Pez, I just can't do it. I lost it. Sorry. One of my best friends is a furry. J-Rad sends in a new number for Shane. This guy's woman has trashed three of his vehicle and also cheated on him twice, and yet he is still with her fucking nuts. All right, cool. Let's do it. Woo! This is in Nevada. I don't know what I'm going to do, but we'll call him. Fucking mouse. Fucking asshole mouse. Keep dropping it. Hope you guys are having a good time. I hope the show's going good. Let me know if it's not.
Hey, this is Shane Turney. I see your name and number after the beep. Sorry, Mr.
No answer there. Man. I am getting sicker by the minute. Play some music. You know what? I'm going to play a prank call. I need to stand up and walk around and hopefully get some energy because I am starting to crash here from the sickness shit that I got. Milkman, I think I'm going to play the pedo confession I have here, Prankmaster's pedophile confession. I think I'll want to listen to that. I'm going to play that after the show's over. I'm going to play that. As we head out, I think I'll play that. However, in the meantime, fucker, looking here at a prank call that I would like to play from the last show we did. We did a Saturday show recently here as I was trying to get back into gear. This is, what was it called? What was that? How many penises on your computer? Yeah, that's what it is. How many penises on this computer? For those of you who don't know what happened on this call, basically, Brad. Carter, he called some geek squads and got numbers for people who had left computer machines at the geek squad for repair. And I called a few of them, and most of them didn't go anywhere, but this one in particular went really far. An older lady who left her computer at geek squad at Best Buy, to have it repaired because Internet Explorer was missing and they want to charge you $200. And I give her a lot of shit. And I accuse her of having penises on her computer. Let's all listen to this, and afterwards we'll have a discussion. Just a moment.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Patricia?
Message is calling.
Yes, this is Cross. I'm calling from...
Just a moment.
Huh?
That's your computer. Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about your computer. I understand you left your computer machine here?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what did you do to it this time? Why did you mess it up again?
I haven't messed it up again.
You have again, because you obviously really mess up this computer. You don't know how to use it?
Yes, I know how to use it.
Do you know how to turn it on? And do
yes,
things?
I know how to turn it on.
All right, so why is it not working? Because this isn't clear to me here. It doesn't even start at all right now.
Because I lost Internet Explorer.
You lost the Blue E?
Yes.
Okay, well, why didn't you get the iPhone instead?
Why did I what?
Well, you should have gotten an iPhone machine instead of this computer because you don't know how to use a computer.
I know how to use a computer, mister.
Well... The confusion is because we had you down as Patricia. Someone thought your name was Pat. Do you go by Pat?
Yes, I do.
Well, they were thinking that you were a man because of Pat.
Well, I'm not.
I know. You're now. Obviously, now we know that you're not a man. You're a woman, and that's the problem. That's why you shouldn't have a computer.
What's it going to cost to fix it?
Well, since you're not cooperating with me and I'm having to work overtime overnight, it's like 12:30 in the morning now, it's going to cost you an extra $200 because it's overtime hours now.
Well, just forget it then.
Well, I already started fixing it. It's too late now. So.
Well, I'm not paying $200 overtime to fix it.
Well, how much did you want to pay?
They gave me a price yesterday.
Right.
To fix it, get it up and working, and it was about $200.
Okay, so you don't want to pay the extra $200 for me to fix it for you tonight?
Not tonight, no.
All right, well then, I'm going to have to send it to Russia. There's a computer company in Russia called Adventuring Computers.
Don't send it anywhere.
Well, I already got the label printed out.
I don't care. Don't send it anywhere.
Well, you'll have to pay for the shipping because I already paid for the shipping. It's $200.
I'm not paying for the shipping. Cancel it.
Do you want me to put in a PSUL 775 or 755 in here?
I'll be by tomorrow and pick up the computer.
How long do you need Internet Explorer for? I can give it to you for 30 days then, and that's it.
All right.
For $200, you can only use a computer for 30 days, and you have to bring it in, and you're going to get a Macintosh Apple computer instead.
Don't download it, Dan. Just leave it.
It's already downloaded. It's on here on the computer.
I'm not paying $200 for it.
Do you want me to take it off?
Take it off.
Well, for me to take it, I have to hit the computer with a hammer to break it.
Good.
All right, and I dropped the computer in accident, and the screen, like the part where the screen connects, I think I broke it. So that's like another $50 to fix it.
I'm not paying another $50 to fix it when it was your fault.
Well, it was an accident.
I don't care if it was.
I'm not liable for accidents because you don't know how to use a computer and you had to leave it here.
Look. I'll be by there tomorrow to pick up the damn computer.
We're closed.
Do not do anything to it.
We're going to close tomorrow.
What time?
We're closed all day tomorrow for 4th of July.
Then I'll pick it up on Monday.
Well, we're closed too. I just said it was 4th of July. You don't understand? Are you stupid?
Yeah, the 4th of July is Wednesday. I know exactly what I'm saying.
So we're closed until Friday.
I'll pick up the damn computer as soon as I can.
All right. Well, if you want the computer back, you need to give the $200 for the repair plus $200 overtime plus $50.
No, I'm not giving you an extra $200 for overtime.
No, and also plus $50 because I dropped it.
That's your problem, not mine.
Now, here's the good thing. Internet Explorer is free.
Good.
Internet Explorer is free, but I have to charge you the money to put it on there. Because I'm a computer person. I'm smart, and I know how to fix computers.
Well, good for you. I know how to pick them up.
Yeah, you know how to pick them up and drop them.
You did that. I didn't.
I'm putting down here that you dropped the computer, and that's why it's not working.
I did not drop the computer.
Well, I put it in the paper in the computer. It says that customer dropped the computer and broke it, and she's stupid, and she doesn't know what to do.
Look, fella, I've had it with you. I'll pick up the computer as soon as I can.
Okay.
And I'm not paying you anything extra.
Did you put pornography on here? What's this pornography?
There is no pornography on it.
There's a black man with his penis outside. His penis is sticking out of his pants, and he's touching his penis.
I've had it. That's enough.
His penis.
There is no pornography on it.
There's a penis on here.
I don't care if there is. Leave it alone.
Penis. How many penises are on this computer? Tell me.
Son of a bitch. What are you talking about? There's a penis on here. What's this pornography doing on there? He dropped it.
He dropped it.
There's a penis on there.
What did he say?
What's a penis going on there?
There's a penis on there.
You're supposed to keep that in your pants.
There's three penises.
Where the hell are these motors coming from, Kentucky?
Yeah, there's like five penises on the computer. Pictures of penises.
Well, why the hell are you so vain taking pictures of yourself?
No, they're not my pictures. Don't be rude and nasty and say bad words like that.
Hey, you don't be rude and nasty and accusing the 65-9-year-old woman of looking at the computers.
Looking
and
at
with penises on them. We don't give a shit what they look like.
Do you know what a penis looks like? Is that why you were curious?
Son.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Where did you grow up? Out of a cave somewhere? Your parents didn't tell you anything?
I grew up in Kentucky.
That probably explains it.
Yeah, it's the greatest state in the Union.
Yeah, boys carrying around their peckers out of their pockets all the time.
The penises, yeah.
Man, you are so far out in left field. Mm-hmm. The computer will be picked up as soon as possible.
You will pay for the computer to be... I already fixed the computer. I took the penises off, and I replaced them with the vaginas.
You know...
Yes.
I will talk with your supervisor, sir.
Oh, whatever. I am the supervisor.
Well, you have a boss, and we will find him.
Nope. I won't tell you who he is.
Don't worry. We'll find him.
Son of a bitch.
Go ahead, cuss on me.
God damn it. I don't need to be here at work looking at penises. So that's
old wrinkled penises, is that? 65-year-old penises.
You hear that milkman in Kentucky? They walk around with their peckers out. Is that what she said?
Yeah, their peckers. That's country girl.
All right, that was How Many Penises on This Computer by Carlito. Oh, boy, am I getting sick.
That was a pretty good call right there.
Thank you.
Especially above the $50 extra charge for you dropping the computer.
Yeah. I'm not liable because you're stupid and you had to bring your computer in.
Well, the other quote, if we found out that you're not a man, you're a woman, you shouldn't have a computer in the first place.
Yeah. Alright, I don't think I can do this anymore. I've got a headache, I've got sinus pressure, I'm sneezing, my tonsils are swollen, and I gotta work tomorrow. I can't miss work tomorrow. I have things that must be done at work tomorrow. People are counting on me. I'm afraid I'm making an executive decision here, Milkman and Ken. We're going to have to call it an early night tonight. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. I feel like shit right now. I'm going to have some vitamin C. Milkman, are you connected still? Do I need to call him back?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Be okay with that? I'm sorry. I know you're going to be upset. I know you have big plans.
That's all right. We'll do the Olympic missiles next week.
Okay. Sounds good. Oh, boy.
That'll give us some ideas to practice between now and then.
Yeah. Milkman, is the zinc work? You know, I was reading an article. I've heard about it before, and I was trying to find out, does zinc really help out if you're getting a cold? Some people say yes. Some people say it's...
Oh, the zinc lozenges actually, yeah. If you use those, like what it does, it puts a coating on your throat and in your mouth, and it doesn't allow the virus to get inside the cell membrane of the cells in the lining of your throat.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'll try
so
that.
So it's like a coating is what it is. It kind of... They kind of leave it just like, you know, like film in your mouth, but that's actually good because then the virus can't attach itself to the cellular membrane. And once it gets inside the membrane, then you got the virus.
Oh, man. All right. I got some cold ease, that zinc tablet shit. Tastes like shit. They got them.
Yeah, they got a funny taste, and they're kind of like pasty and like filmy, but they actually work if you use them. I've used them many times when I've had it start to get a cold, and they actually help fight it off.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take some of those. I think I'm going to go to bed.
Get the sugar-free kind, though. They got a sugar-free kind that are actually a little bit better for you.
That's what I got. I got the sugar-free ones. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, that's what I get. And they make a generic version, I think, at Walmart, too. And you can get a lot more for the same amount of money.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Well, Ken, you're out of here on your ass, man. Thanks for being on. Sorry.
See ya.
See ya. It's good having Ken on. We're going to wrap things up here. Milkman, take us out of here while I think about...
All right. There you go, my friends. I wasn't that a crazy whack-out show. I'm glad everybody showed up and took the time to stop in and check to see us here in the Matt House. We sure appreciate it and enjoyed having you here. I'd like to thank our number six, Milkman. Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Hey, wait, Milkman. Weren't you supposed to send me tea or something? You're going to send me tea. What happened with the tea? Milkman.
Oh, you're talking to me. Okay. No, I hadn't talked to you, so I wasn't sure what was going on. When you had the computer outage here last week, I didn't get a chance to talk to you. But yeah, I can send it to you. I'll go down to the store and get it this week. I'll let you know when it's coming.
Well, it's too late now. I could have used it tonight. Thanks. Bye. All right, continue.
Oh my! Oh yeah. Okay, you're gonna play on the outro too. You're gonna play the Prankmaster call for the kids out there, especially the guys that don't know. Okay, good. Yeah, stay tuned at the end of the show, folks. I'd like to thank especially our numbers hitman. That's right, the Lonesome Loser. I'd like to thank everybody that brought and sent numbers in on our Frank Paul Network. If you use the website, thank you so much. Nunu, if you provide any good calls as well, thank you so much. I thank all our friends right there at 98.6 The Mouth in our chat. Everybody showed up tonight. Welcome back, Ellie. Good to see everybody. Jill, Nunu, see Enigma, Lonesome Loser. I see a bunch of people in here on there. Ken, thank you so much. We're glad to have you. Like to thank our friends over at Cacti Network. Thank you so much. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we enjoyed having you. I'd like to thank you, especially you. That's right, our listeners, our dear listeners. We do this every week. Most interactive show on the internet. We talk the dial. We only ask that you give us the time, bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy. You're always welcome right here in the Madhouse. So how can we ever do it without our fearless leader? That's right, the Generalissimo of the Madhouse, Hermanito. Thank you, and thank you to the supercomputer. We sure enjoyed it. Over to you, big man.
Supercomputer, to my right. What's about clowns? What is this about clowns? What happened? Why are they talking about clowns in the chat room? Was there a clown convention? Why didn't Nunu send me the information? I would have called it.
I don't know. Nobody mentioned it. They were just kind of bullshitting in there, and now they brought it out.
Well, they said clowns this and clowns. Yeah, July 11th to the 15th. Clown convention. There's a clown convention right now. Well, Nunu, now you're sending the information, Nunu. Why didn't you send it before? What a sin I would have called. You son of a bitch. You see what I mean, it's Nunu? Sleeping at the wheel, Nunu. Once again. Oh man,
very disappointing. We could have a little fun with that.
I know. Maybe Saturday. Saturday, maybe I'll try to do a show. Milkman, what you got planned Saturday?
Well, let me know, dude. Just give me a little advance warning. Give me like a couple hours. I'll make sure I'm available.
All right.
I got a couple customers, but you just make sure you let me know, and then I'll be ready for you.
All right. Pencil me in for a Saturday show to make up for the hour that I'm cutting out earlier this week. Maybe we'll
all
do
right, predominantly a Saturday.
There we go. All right, so and then we'll call clowns then. Nunu, good? Good, all right. All right, guys, so be on the lookout. Saturday show this weekend if you're around. And I wanted to say, hey, everybody out there, you know, like I said before, the Madhouse Shoutcast is working again. So, you know, during your day, if you're at work or at home, you know, tune in, listen to some prank calls. There's a... 4 shows a day that play off the podcast. While you're at it, you can also listen to Cacti Radio. A lot of prank calls on there on that Shoutcast station. Thanks, Brad and the Phone Losers for having us on there. They play Madhouse. Brad plays Madhouse shows on there also. And, of course, also Blue Planet Prank Radio. Thank you, Ted, for having us here. It's always a pleasure. All our people listening on Blue Planet. Be sure to give a thanks, give a holler out to Ted. He runs Blue Planet. Make sure you thank him for running a fine prank call station. He has a great mix of them, including Madhouse pranks. But he's got a whole mix of a good rotation of prank calls there. So all of you, if you're listening, you know, during the day, listen on your iPhones, on your Android phones, on your whatever, on your computers, your computer machines. Make sure you're listening to prank calls during the day. Tell a friend and go to the YouTube channels that deal with prank calls and subscribe and like and comment on them. Let's try to get, trying to make sure we support this community as much as we can. All right. I don't hold any grudges. I don't hold any anger. The thing with the prank call community sometimes, I've said this before, everybody seems to be like, oh, you know, I'm me. You know, I'm the best prank caller, and, you know, everyone else sucks. You know, you got some people that just have that attitude, and it's not going to work out. We're too small of a community. It's too much of a niche of a comedic fan base for us to be, you know, whittling it down like that. I don't see why prank callers would want to do that anyway. But
unless looking you're forward to hearing your communication about your communication with the Zola. Motherfucking Zola. I'd love to hear him again. I miss that guy.
There you go. But, you know, whatever I said, unless it was Rev, because Rev just sucks, man. Oh, my God. I hate to talk shit, but, dude, I heard Rev's show I heard a Rev prank call recently. All it was him calling an old lady about pooping. And it wasn't even funny, dude. You know, whatever. I know this is going to get back to him. It's going to be bullshit, but whatever.
Are those weenies still doing those shows and stuff over on that network?
I don't know. Rev's like, I'm back, and I'm doing shows on J Stream.
The one nerd there, the Chinese guy. What was his name? He always the sidekick.
Psychic.
A whole bunch of people stayed over there.
Sidekick Chuck and all that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they got over it. Yeah, I don't remember. Don't know, dude. Anyway.
Dude, always would like cut in on the show, man. Okay, oh well. Okay. Whatever.
All right, man. We'll discuss. Milkman, you take care. I'll give you a call here in a second. All right? I'm going to talk to you, right?
Yeah, cool.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Over you, big man. We love you.
See you Saturday, guys.
Don't forget to play the prank master call.
What the fuck do you want, motherfucker?
Kiss my pussy.
Fuck you, big motherfucker.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you want, Mike Tucker?
Okay, faggot!
I took a big shit!